Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Marion Liddell, L-I-D-D-E-L-L. Address is 642nd Avenue, P.O. Box 1372, Chester, California, 96020. Phone 530-816-0376. Cell phone is 530-258-3638. ID is XXX99981. Date of birth 12/11/1949. 72-year-old widowed woman. Insurance is Medicare / United Healthcare / AARP. Pharmacy is Lassen Drug. 530-258-2261. I'm sorry, it's address 2. Iris, B-A-C-C-A-M-M-D. Lake Elmanor Clinic, Seneca Healthcare, 199 Reynolds Road, Chester, California, 96020. The phone number is 530-258-2826. Fax is 530-258-3471. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline. Dear Dr. Backham, B-A-K-K-A-M, thank you for referring Marion Lytle for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you already know and have described, she has substantial findings of mild to moderate cognitive impairment with difficulty in task accomplishment and planning, recollection of common items and activities, forcing herself to be extraordinarily careful in accomplishing her tasks. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today appears to be generally within normal limits without obvious or serious pathological or primitive reflexes. New paragraph. At your office, she completed the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, parenthesis MOCA, in parenthesis, with a total score of 24 over 30, showing impairments in attention, dash serial sevens, slight orientation, and visual spatial executive function, with otherwise preserved naming, language, abstractions, but with seriously reduced delayed recall. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation, I am ordering the high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study for further diagnostic evaluation in consideration of exclusion of Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. We will obtain a dementia laboratory testing screening studies. New paragraph. I have given her the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires to complete for a more definitive review of her capacity. We are scheduling her for a home sleep study. To exclude any suspected underlying obstructive sleep apnea contributing to her cognitive impairment. New paragraph. I discussed and reviewed all these things with her today, and I will see her back for reevaluation, the results of her testing with further information and recommendations. I respectfully with my professional signature.